entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
Dave Hodges. The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Coming to you live on a variety of AM and FM stations, KU band satellite, and around the world on the internet. Welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. This is your host, Dave Hodges, and I'm broadcasting from my home in the rural deserts outside of Phoenix, Arizona. Tonight, the news director of the Common Sense Show, Miss Annie DeRiso, is on assignment, but she might be calling in a little bit later. In the final 30 minutes of the show at 10:30 Central, we'll be joined by Susan Smith as she details how President Obama has granted de facto amnesty to millions of illegal aliens. And most of you probably haven't even heard about it. At the bottom of this hour at 9:30 Central, we'll be joined by investigative reporter John Rappaport, and he will warn this listening audience about some very alarming future trends in genetic engineering of human beings, and most of all, what it means for us. In just a moment, we're going to be joining Michael Billington, and he returns to the Common Sense Show, and we'll be talking about the importance of reinstating the Glass-Steagall Act. Before we go to Michael, I just wanted to mention that as a follow-up to our show last week with Gulf Coast activist Kendra Arneson, I, as promised, and with the help of Annie DeRiso, adding some much-needed research, we're writing a multi-part series for News with Views on the ongoing Holocaust in the Gulf. I've dug into what's really going on down there, and I am absolutely shocked by how bad it really is. It's worse, I think, that even Kendra stated it last week. The continuing events in the Gulf are nothing but a slow burn genocide in the making for both the environment and the people still living there. Part one of the series on News with Views on the Gulf will be running sometime this week. Now, we're pleased to have Michael Billington on the Common Sense Show. He is the Southeast Asia Desk Correspondent for Executive Intelligence. He's been an associate of Lyndon LaRouche now for several years. He graduated from Trinity College. Mr. Billington completed two tours with the Peace Corps, the first in Guyana and the second one in Thailand. And in the course of his 35-plus year association with the LaRouche organization, Mr. Billington's run for Congress. He's been an executive in the mid-70s. His political campaigns have basically focused on exposing the fraud of limits to growth, the environmentalist, and the population control many of our times espouses. And in the 1980s, Mr. Billington became a leading fundraiser, repeatedly running afoul of Colonel Oliver North and his support for the apparatus in which drugs for guns were being run in Central America. And sometime we're going to have to do a whole show on that. But tonight we're going to talk about some things that have very strong economic implications for our future. So without further ado, let's welcome Michael Billington to the Common Sense Show. Hi, Michael. How are you?
John.
Well, it's good to have you back. And Don Pfau had contacted me a few weeks ago and said that he felt that Obama backers are planning a Hitler-like coup against the United States. And I'm assuming that you share that view.
Yeah, absolutely. As you've seen in the large number of Democrats who joined Republicans on Friday, 70 Democrats joined Republicans in absolutely rejecting totally this attempt by Obama and his henchmen, Pelosi and Reid, to basically declare Obama to be a king or a dictator, to grant him the right to continue a war in Libya, which is clearly unconstitutional, which clearly is illegal, in the sense that it breaches the War Powers Act, and which Obama has simply blatantly declared that he's above the law, that he has the right to declare war, as long as you're only killing people from the air. If you're only bombing people, he says, this is not hostilities. And I think several of the congressmen correctly pointed out that that would mean that Japan did not carry out hostilities against the United States at Pearl Harbor. So this is an attempt by Obama in the face of a total revolt in the country.
Absolutely. Let's hold it right there. We're up against the break, Michael. Sorry about the abrupt departure. We'll pick it up right there. We come back after a word from our sponsors.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Is Michael Billington, and he's associated with the LaRouche Group. And Michael, as we went to the break, you were telling us about how Obama is being given royalty status and king-like powers, and he's conducting a very illegal war in Libya. You want to pick that up there, please?
Yeah, well, actually, he's not being given that power. The interesting thing is that on two fronts, Obama is now being confronted finally by a Congress which seems to have found their honies, you might say. An open revolt on this attempt by Obama to declare himself a king who can wage war in Libya, but also his adamant refusal to accept the move for Glass-Steagall to continue bailing out Wall Street, and we now have on the floor of the House and about to be introduced under the Senate a bill for Glass-Steagall to basically stop the bailout and to put the speculators and the derivative bubble, give it back to the investment banks, make them investment banks again, and let them sink or swim. And I assure you they will sink. We don't need Wall Street. We need to save our commercial banking, and we need to save it so that we can issue credit to rebuild the American economy, to put people to work, and to stop the collapse of our cities and states. So we have a revolt in this nation against this attempt at an imperial presidency. It was shown in the vote that I mentioned on Friday in the Congress against this attempt to grant Obama an illegal power in Libya, which he has basically illegally carried out this war. And there's an interface between the people supporting the fight against the war power and those who are signing on to the Marcy Kaptur bill. 1489, which is the bill to restore Glass-Steagall, and in that way, it's the only way that we can stop this devastating collapse of the European and American banking system, which is now sweeping Europe and is hitting the United States full force.
Well, Michael, let's take just a moment and educate the listening audience in case a few of them do not know about this, about Glass-Steagall was instituted as a result of the Depression. And let's trace the history very quickly here so the listening audience can get a feel for why this is so important to our economic recovery.
Right. Well, on the day that Franklin Roosevelt took power in 1933, he shut down the entire American banking system. And he immediately mobilized the country through exposing the crimes of Wall Street to pass Glass-Steagall and to establish the Security and Exchange Commission and the FDIC. Glass-Steagall basically said that commercial banks, which would have the backing of the government as a backup in case they ran into trouble, was absolutely were not allowed in any way to participate in any kind of speculation, stocks, bonds, insurance, certainly not derivatives or anything of that ilk. That bill sustained this nation's banking system so that it served as an American banking system, not a British-style monetarist system serving the big banks, but rather banks serving the general welfare of the nation, funneling credit into industry, infrastructure, schools, and hospitals, and so forth. That was taken down by Greenspan during the 90s, systematically, and it unleashed during the Bush-Cheney years, and even worse under Obama, one of the most criminal and massive money printing, degrading of our currency that has ever been seen in this nation, perhaps in the world, or at least since the 1920s in Germany when they were forced to print trillions and trillions of marks. We're facing that kind of hyperinflationary blowout now as a result of those policies. Were we to restore Glass-Steagall, which must be done now, this month or at the very latest before the break for the summer, then that we could save this country from what is at this point a total breakdown crisis sweeping across Europe, not just Greece, but Spain, Ireland, the British banks themselves, which are the core of this thing, and the total Wall Street financial cartel, which is deeply involved in the European debt and which is continuing to rely on bailout from taxpayers while, as you know, our cities and our states are facing absolute bankruptcy. And by the way, most cities and states are facing the end of their fiscal year next week on June 30th and do not have budgets. They need to cut another $130 billion if they continue this insanity of trying to cut their way out of this crisis. When you cut, you simply undermine your development, your progress, your jobs, your tax base. They must join with us. And with these congressmen who are backing Marcy Kaptur and the Republicans who have joined her on this in implementing this Glass-Steagall bill, which will free up the funds to support our cities and states and then to launch the kind of infrastructure programs that can put Americans to work again.
Does Congress have the votes to override the presidential veto that will follow?
It's interesting. There's overwhelming support for this in both houses, but we have a lot of cowards in the Congress. In the Senate, when John McCain, who last year co-sponsored with Maria Cantwell a Glass-Steagall bill, and in a response to one of our LaRouche allies, he said publicly last week he is going to reintroduce this bill with Maria Cantwell sometime in the next 2 weeks, but he said we don't have the 60 votes to overcome the Obama veto. But with the vote on Friday in the House, which totally rejected the cowardly people in the Senate, who have followed Reid and Obama's dictates to allow this illegal war to continue, people are getting the smell that this Obama character and his controllers are trying to turn themselves into dictators in the Hitler style, who have the power to make war, who have the power to impose not only austerity but police state measures domestically in the United States. And they are beginning to get a sense that if they don't stand up and act as Americans, if they don't act with the courage of being human beings who don't have to follow like sheep to this kind of dictatorial policy, then I think we have every reason to be optimistic that if the American people continue screaming as loud as they can and kicking these guys in the rear end, that we can force this issue through over these next few weeks. I think everybody knows, the population is aware that something absolutely horrible is taking place in this country and in the Western world and in Europe. They know that we're at a turning point in history. And if they reach inside themselves and find that inside themselves that says, I have to act with a sense of responsibility for the entire nation, indeed for the world, then we can, in fact, mobilize the kind of fight that can turn this around.
You know, Michael, I'm intrigued by the use of the term Obama backers plan Hitler-like coup against the USA, because it leads me to my next question. If Glass-Steagall gets some momentum, and even if it has to carry into the fall, could we see in the Hitler-like coup style the Hegelian dialectic raise its ugly head and we'll see a false flag operation?
Well, I think at this point the revolt is reached already the point that Obama is either going to be forced out, to either resign the way Nixon was forced to resign, or be brought up for impeachment either on his mental incompetence or on the crimes that he's committed in the case of the Libya war. Either that happens, or I think the only way Obama can save himself at this point is to try to impose the kind of what we're calling enabling laws that Hitler used to get the parliament to grant him dictatorial powers under the guise of an emergency, and which people thought were going to be temporary, but of course we know where that led. I don't think that's any exaggeration. I think the fact that we put that mustache on Obama, which I'm sure you've seen, back when
yes.
he implemented the health bill, which said that there are certain lives in this country who are simply not worth saving. It costs too much to keep certain classes of people alive, which was the literally taken word for word from the Hitler T4 Fürgartenfuhr health program, which was the beginning of the genocide in Germany. The idea that certain lives are expendable. And when Obama pushed that through with his IPAB, the Independent Policy Advisory Board, which is to determine which categories of people we should not fund health care for because they're not serving the country. You know, they're not committed, they're not adding anything. This kind of genocidal view of man has now carried through not only in the health bill, but in this idea of a imperial presidency on military powers and his very real threat of bringing police state measures domestically to deal with what could very well be food riots, as well as what is already taking place in this country, where broad layers of trade unionists, teachers, students, and others are in revolt against the destruction of our education, the destruction of our fire and police departments, the destruction of our social structure. So this is very real. I think it's going to be one or the other, and it's going to be in the very near term. And in that sense, I really call on people to join with us. May I give our phone number?
Oh, please do.
It's 1-800-929-7566, and we'll send you material, or go to the website, which is LaRouchePAC.com, and there's tons of material on both aspects of this fight.
Let's give that number out again one more time, Mike.
800-929-7566.
Yes, and you're encouraging people to contact their representatives as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We now have 20 co-sponsors to the Marcy Kaptur restoration of Glass-Steagall bill. This includes 3 Republicans. It includes people from the Black Caucus. It includes people from the trade union networks. Actually, just yesterday, George Miller, who is one of the 4 or 5 top Democrats in the House, very close to Pelosi, broke completely from Pelosi and Obama and signed on to co-sponsor the Glass-Steagall Act. That followed one day after he broke from Pelosi and Obama and denounced this move for an imperial war power to Obama. So you're seeing a breakup of this leadership cabal that Obama has controlled in the Congress, where a growing number of Democrats are working with key Republicans to create the kind of bipartisan fight which can break from this phony debate between whether we should raise taxes or cut the budget. We should do neither. We should do neither. We should stop bailing out Wall Street. We should
totally agree, Mike. Let's hold it right there. We come back, we'll put a cap on this. I've got one last question for you. Stay tuned. More with Mike Billington on the other side.
It's my turn, girl. I feel a wreck without my
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
Our special guest in this segment has been Michael Billington from the LaRouche Group. And Michael, before I ask my final question, would you please give out your website and your 800 number again?
Now, the website is LaRouchePAC.com, LaRouchePAC for Political Action Committee. .com, and the number is 800-929-7566. And please call. Okay. We have lots of information on the Glass-Steagall fight, as well as what is now a showdown over this imperial president and the Libyan war issue.
Well, absolutely. If we're ever going to reinstate some integrity into our banking system, Glass-Steagall has to be a big part of that.
Right.
And I do see it as a centerpiece. I wrote about this when Clinton was to take this down. The question I want to ask you on this is, I think that Dominique Strauss-Kahn was taken down, and it was a political assassination. Does this factor into any of these issues?
Absolutely,
related to control of Wall Street and so forth?
Absolutely, there's no question about it. Dominique Strauss-Kahn was the key interface between the huge amount of money the IMF had to wield, you know, money not only from the U.S., but Russia and China and others. But not just the IMF money, which he represented. He was coordinating policy between the Inter-Alpha Banking Circle in London, the Rothschild Banking Circle, which are at the center of the bankruptcy of the European banks now, and Geithner and Bernanke. Well over half of the bailout money in the United States went to European banks. More than half of the credit default swaps on the European debt right now, which is about to collapse in Greece and other countries, is held by the same old figures on Wall Street. So the collapse in Europe means yet another collapse of the AIG Goldman Sachs type apparatus. And Dominique Strauss-Kahn was brought down because key people in Europe and in the United States recognized that another bailout was impossible, that basically people were going to be strung up by the lamppost across Europe if they attempted another bailout. And then you can see that the bailout thus far is not working in Greece. It's creating a truly revolutionary situation in Spain and Greece and other parts of Europe and threatening here. So there was a fight, and the bailout basically didn't work. You notice that last week when the Fed met, Bernanke was not able to announce QE3. They desperately needed another $1 trillion of taxpayer money to keep Bank of America and company afloat, and they didn't get it because even key leaders of the Fed board themselves, people like Thomas Hoenig from the Kansas City Fed, have absolutely rejected any more bailout and, in fact, have put their name onto our resolution for a Glass-Steagall. So you have a number of bankers who recognize that the banking system is not going to survive if we don't take the big step. And they've joined with trade unions. The national AFL-CIO has now endorsed the Glass-Steagall bill. The National Farmers Association has endorsed it. You have a revolt amongst the traditionally democratic trade union base. In fact, in New Jersey, they led a funeral march, New Orleans-style funeral march in Trenton, New Jersey last weekend with a hearse that said the soul of the Democratic Party, because the Democratic Party has sold out in New Jersey and elsewhere to those Republican governors who were trying to cut the budgets to the point of literally killing people, shutting down police, fire, and so forth. And they are going after the real problem, which is the Obama Democrats, and rallying true Democrats and true Republicans to recognize that the very fate of this nation is on the line in these coming days and weeks on the fight over Glass-Steagall as well as the strategic side of this.
Michael, I got to be brief on this because we're going to be up against the end of the half hour. But one of the things that I've seen in addition to the unholy cuts that are being made at the state and local level is when cuts are being made, we're selling off our infrastructure to foreign interests. And I'm sure things like Project 60 have you greatly concerned as well, don't they?
Well, there's an effort by people associated with the old Felix Rowitzen group. Schwarzenegger was part of this, Rendell in Pennsylvania and others, who have what they call a call for an infrastructure bank, which is a total farce, a hoax. What they want to do is to get more money, government money, in order to buy existing infrastructure like highways and put toll booths up. Yes. Their idea is to make money out of infrastructure, mostly existing infrastructure. There's only one way we can rebuild the collapsing infrastructure in this country, and that is, in fact, to stop the bailout, implement Glass-Steagall, and begin using the American creditary system that Alexander Hamilton discovered, really, to start generating credit from our government into job-creating infrastructure-building projects like this great NWAPA project that we've discussed before.
Yeah, we discussed it in our last show. I need to make a quick note here to my producer. My entire screen went down. We're going to have to reconnect during the break and whisper in my ear how much time we have left. Okay, all right. We got about 30 seconds, Mike. I'm sorry. We just had a technical failure, and who knows where this comes from. But I want to thank you so much for being part of the show, and I hope that you'll come back and update us on the many fine works that the LaRouche Group is doing. Certainly this is something that I can get behind with Glass-Steagall, and I would encourage you to spread the word far and wide, and as wide as you can go with it. And I want to thank you so much again for being on the Common Sense Show. I'm sorry we're out of time.
Okay,
I got a scoop.
1489. Just remember, it's House Resolution 1489. That's what you want.
1489. Okay, thanks so much, Mike.
Hey. Okay, bye-bye.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Defending truth, justice, and the American way, the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back, everybody, and much thanks to Michael Billington for updating us on Glass-Steagall, and it's something that I hope all of us can get behind and maybe start restoring some financial sanity to Wall Street, if indeed that's possible. I can't believe those words just came out of my mouth. Anyway, we're going to shift gears for the next 60 minutes, and we're going to be talking to someone whose work I followed for a long time, but this is the first time I've had an opportunity to interview John Rappaport. He's worked as an investigative reporter for over 20 years, and he's the author of 5 books. He's written on medical fraud, deep politics, health issues for papers. He's been with LA Weekly, CBS Health Watch. He was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize for his interview with the president of Salvador University, where a military takeover had occurred. And tonight, he's appearing on the Common Sense Show to enlighten us as to the dangers associated with the present course of genetic engineering that we're embarking on. And this is something I would think that's coming right out of the Sci-Fi Channel. But without further ado, let's go to California and welcome our special guest, John Rappaport. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Great. Good to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you. As I was prepping for the show, the more I read about what you've uncovered, the more bizarre it seems. And you have a very interesting way of laying this out very methodically in the Ownership of Life book that you've written, and we'll talk about that later as we go on. But what got you started in finding out about bizarre genetic engineering and goals that can be described as nothing but evil incarnate?
Well, interviews with geneticists over a long period of time. That was the spark. People who were speaking to me off the record because they wanted to spill their guts, basically, to a reporter to warn of where all of this genetic research is going. They weren't really talking about what the public knows. Disease research, we think we might have something here, we've made a breakthrough, could be maybe, in the treatment of disease, but in the engineering of humans, upcoming fairly soon. The idea, in other words, that you can tinker with DNA codes, you can tinker with genes, and that in the process you can produce a different kind of human being. It turns out, after these off-the-record interviews, that there are people in high academic positions around the United States and in other countries who are backing this kind of research, and they are talking about it out in the open and publicly now. It's no longer a secret. It's no longer something that people are trying to hide under the carpet. You've got eminent academic professors at institutions like Princeton, for example, who are talking out in favor of this idea of letting, quote, the free market determine the future of the human race from a genetic point of view, so that you would eventually have two classes of human beings. Those who have been genetically altered to improve, let's say, their IQ, their appearance, their endurance, various abilities, and then you would have the normals who had not been genetically enhanced. And these two classes of human beings would rarely have contact with each other. They wouldn't interbreed. They would be separate. It would be really something, as you say, out of science fiction, only it's actually on the horizon.
This is downright frightening. Is this is continuation, I
would assume, of the Nazi eugenics program and Dr. Mengele?
It is. It's the sort of softer, kinder, gentler PR approach to the same thing that Mengele was attempting to research in the concentration camps at Auschwitz. And after the Second World War, the executives of IG Farben, the largest cartel in the world at the time, a chemical pharmaceutical cartel, who had put Hitler over the top in 1933 so that he was now the head of Germany. This research was exceedingly brutal, and it was all aimed at fulfilling some sort of perverse fantasy of superior race, so that through genetic manipulation and through selective breeding and through extermination of what the Nazis thought of as, you know, the lesser peoples, a new race would rise up in the world, and they would control human affairs on a global scale. Well, this kind of research and this attitude is still alive and well, but it's being couched in other terms. And it's being approached in a different way. Parents, how would you like to have children who are enhanced? How would you like to have children who can excel in school beyond any of their classmates? How would you like to have children who have enormous endurance, physical endurance, and are much more impervious to pain? Wouldn't you like to have a child like this? Well, we can make it possible for you for the low, low cost of XYZ. So it's being sold as a product now. And, of course, as something representative of the marketplace, it has a totally different spin on it. But the research, the essential research behind the program is the same, and it is really a continuation of what happened in Nazi Germany.
Well, one of the things, the background I have in genetics is limited to my background as a mental health counselor in the field of psychology, but to me it's always seemed ludicrous that one gene would equal one health condition, because that's not the way the brain works, and I suspect strongly that that's not the way that human traits are acquired in terms of illnesses. So is this a facade that we're being sold? Genetic engineering is really possible, but it's really truly not.
Okay, you've put your finger on a very, very key point here. Very, very key point. Because, in fact, medical researchers have really found out very little about genes and how they operate in the body, vis-a-vis diseases, for example, or so-called mental disorders. They have found out even less when it comes to traits, such as IQ and physical alteration of physical appearance and so forth and so on. So in that sense, yes, we are definitely being sold a bill of goods. We're being told that the research is much further along the line than it is, and that enormous amounts of money from both private investors and the government are necessary to continue to accelerate this research forward. But if we look back at the Nazi experiments, and this is where my interviews with these geneticists were chilling. What Mengele did was, he was rolling the dice without, you know, virtually any knowledge of genetics. He was simply doing trial and error experiments on prisoners, inmates at Auschwitz, with the idea that if you went through enough failures, horrible, deformed failures, deaths, and so on, that eventually you might arrive at something that actually worked.
Mm-hmm.
And that is still the case. If you're talking about, yes, we can certainly genetically engineer your kid so that he has an IQ of 170 or something like that. So what these geneticists implied to me was that they believed that there were experiments going on at secret laboratories around the world. They didn't have ironclad confirmation, but from the evidence they did have, they believed that this was the case. And they inferred from this that were such research to be ongoing, it would have to be of the Mengele variety, because the knowledge simply wasn't there. So you had to continue this grotesque kind of trial and error experimentation with prisoners, people who had been roped into these situations, captured, et cetera, with exceedingly inhumane, criminal, psychotic, psychopathic researchers who didn't care about the results. All they cared about was doing enough experiments so that they might, by chance, come across something that worked.
Well, this genetic work, you know, you mentioned the two classes, the bifurcation of the human race into the superiors and the average people. Is it likely that the average people are going to be dumbed down genetically, or do you think it's more likely that the elite will be improved genetically? Which direction do you think this will go?
Well, at first, it will be enhancement of a certain class of people who can afford it. Then, however, an even darker prospect shows up, which is, as you say, genetic manipulation to dumb down the rest of the human race, but also a depopulation program. And this has been an objective of my research over the years, because we hear so much about attempts at depopulation, and it's even been stated in certain State Department memoranda and so forth that overpopulation is a problem, and in third world countries there should be an effort to bring down the size of the population, and various strategies have been suggested for this, from, you know, just sheer contraception to vaccines that could be developed which would prevent pregnancies from coming to term. Experiments have been ongoing on such vaccines. But I think that the frontier of this kind of depopulation is simply an attempt to find a genetic way to make people infertile on a broad scale.
Instead of using hard-kill, we'll use soft-kill, is that what you're saying?
Pardon?
Instead of using hard-kill methods, you're looking at more soft kill, population control, maybe fluoridating the water so people get infertile. Is that the direction you're going with this?
Yeah, or maybe through vaccines. That would be what I'm talking about, so that many excuses could be given for this. Well, we see a population decline here, and we have this journal paper and that journal paper that tries to explain why, and then the various researchers debate among themselves these different reasons. You know, there's just hundreds of reasons out there that one could ascribe. And, of course, this kind of babble goes back and forth over a long period of time, but really what's happening is that a genetic method is being employed to reduce the size of the next generation.
So before we see the genetic techniques used to enhance and to dumb down, you think we'll see depopulation efforts take place first? That makes sense, because wouldn't it be easier to manage the herd if the herd were smaller?
Yes, I would say that that is probably, scientifically speaking, an easier proposition, and it wouldn't surprise me if certain attempts were already underway in certain areas of the world, unknown to just about everybody. Experiments, in other words, can we actually decrease the fertility of a woman, as an example, or a man? So, yes, I think there is no question about that. And, yes, this is a kind of brave new world scenario, and it's horrifying and so on and so forth, but there are people who are willing to undertake it, who have that agenda.
This is unbelievable. I believe it, but it's still unbelievable. My father actually worked in what's become euphemistically known as Operation Paperclip. And we even used to have some of the Nazis in our home when I was a child.
Didn't is that right?
I was a young child. And I grew up speaking German. My father was native German. My grandmother was born there. And they used to speak German to me. I was very bilingual when I was young, and I remember them clearly. And as my dad got up there in years and developed a fatal lung condition, we used to talk every night for about 2 years, and he told me what he did when he was in Naval Intel. And when he retired from Naval Intel, he went to work at Martin Marietta, which is today Lockheed Martin, and he did this work on advanced space technology. He felt he was reverse engineering a lot of craft that was far ahead of what we had, and he thought more along the lines of Tesla technology. But the point being, I've heard this story once before about following the Nazi paradigm in the rocket industry, and now I'm hearing it here genetically. This is why you have a willing audience here with myself, because I don't find this very hard to believe, and we see lots of evidence of this. John, on this show, a real frequent theme are the depopulation quotes and actions of several of the global elite. And you mentioned vaccines. I could throw right at you, too, not just vaccines, but how about fluoride in the drinking water? Male sperm counts are down 50%.
Yes, that's true. And also the estrogens that are loose in the environment, I would say, also have a role to play there in the lowered sperm count. So there are a number of vectors that are being employed here. But to me, the bottom line is when you try to figure out how depopulation could be done, most of the scenarios that are forwarded just simply don't work, or they would be too sudden and too horrifying, and they would be exposed, and the scandals would be absolutely enormous. But this kind of silent program where you attempt to do it genetically to produce infertility over a long period of time, gradually, you see, in different areas, can really fly under the radar, especially because of the excuses, as I said, that can be attributed. Oh, well, you see, when you have a rise of the middle class, naturally the number of children decrease and so on and so forth, or conversely, because of increased starvation in some areas, fertility is decreased, et cetera, et cetera. All sorts of false statements can be made to mask the fact that something else is really the strategy that's being employed.
I think there's absolutely no question this is happening. The male sperm counts is the one that really got my attention several years ago, and I thought, Well, I don't think we've evolved into that this quickly. It clearly has to be things that we're exposed to within the environment. And I do agree with you that if they unleashed a hard kill method, perhaps the global elite who sit around and think of these wonderful plans might not be immune from their effects either.
Yes, exactly. That's always a question that's raised. You know, how do they have immunity from this? And people float kind of science fiction movie stories. Well, they have an antidote. That's not as easy as it looks, believe me. The idea of, you know, we're going to unleash a virus, but we have an antidote, that is a fallacious way of looking at things. That really doesn't work at all.
We'll discuss a couple of these other methods they might use to take down the masses of humanity. We come back with John Rappaport after the word from these sponsors.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generation.
Researcher John Rappaport is joining us until the bottom of the next hour. And after the break, we'll open it up for your calls at 1-800-313-9443, or you can email your questions or comments to the Common Sense Show at yahoo.com. Well, John, as we went to the break here, I was reading some of my notes that come from your book, and you said basically what you call the Gen Rich class and the naturals will become entirely separate species. And the naturals, which are people like you and I, are going to have absolutely no ability to reproduce. Is that right, or will they be just prevented from crossbreeding?
Well, I think ultimately the program is to reduce the general population. So Where that happens first or how long it takes, I believe that that's certainly a part of the program. It's not as if, once you've made that distinction, that bifurcation, and you say now we have the enhanced ones over here and the naturals over there, it's not just going to be left that way. The depopulation program is going to proceed apace to some level at which planners decide is optimal for the planet, whatever that may be, and there are all kinds of wild speculations about that, but that is what these Nazi-type geneticists are looking for. That's their crazy dream that for the rest of us would be a nightmare.
Well, this is nightmarish. I mean, this makes Brave New World look like a walk in the park. This is just sheer insanity. It's evil incarnate, and I could put a bunch of other adjective descriptions on this. But when you get right down to it, I'm wondering here, is this an underlying the reason why we're rushing headlong into cap and trade programs that are basically going to deindustrialize the middle classes of Europe and the United States? Is this where the bifurcation is starting to? It's starting economically, controlling of the energy, creating food riots? Is that where this is all headed?
Well, it certainly looks that way. I mean, if cap and trade goes through on a broad basis around the world, if that agenda really can be shoved down people's throats, then it's going to be made obvious that the energy ability of the planet under those kinds of laws is insufficient to support a population of whatever it is, 7 billion, 8 billion. It's not going to be possible, and therefore, what is the obvious conclusion to be drawn from that? So that's yet another vector that's being brought to bear here. The thing is, some of this, I believe, is getting out of control even of the elites. I don't think that they would say, okay, well, the plan is proceeding normally according to, our agenda, our schedule. Certain things are moving faster and crazier than they had planned on. And in the economic arena, for example, they're going to have to find a way to create another kind of money that is going to be acceptable to the broadest population of the planet. Because if they keep on with the present system of money as it is now, even as loose as the rules are, even as easy as it is to create money out of nothing, they're going to keep on grinding their gears against a brick wall.
And bring it to a quick halt. John, we're up against the break. Let's pick it up right there. We come back in hour number two. More with John Rappaport after a word from these sponsors.